Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Hi. I'm Sui Wong. Today I'm going to present a study that I collaborated with Dr. Lin and Dr. So in School of Public Health at the Indiana University Bloomington. Our study is the effect of patient-centered medical home on childhood obesity and the associated health disparities in the United States. And I have no relationship to disclose. Before we get started, I would like to give a brief introduction to the medical home. So the idea of medical home was actually developed back in the 60s. It has a long developing process, and in 2007, several American medical associations, they released this joint principles of the patient-centered medical home. And the patient-centered medical home, of course, is patient-centered and comprehensive, coordinated, integrated, and continuous. The reason why they were promoting the medical home is they would like to transform primary care. And they believe the key to transform primary care is replacing poorly coordinated episodic care with a primary care physician-led care delivery team. And the medical home is the idea they proposed. The reason that we focus on childhood obesity is that childhood obesity is, as we all know, probably one of the most significant health issues in this country. And many healthcare policies and interventions were trying to tackle this issue. And of course, the medical home were trying to tackle this problem as well. And as the American Academy of Pediatrics, they said the medical home is critical for children who are overweight or obese because their progress must be tracked methodically. Our research objectives, what we were trying to do was, first, we were trying to examine racial or social economical disparities in the enrollment of medical home. And we were trying to evaluate the effects of medical home on children's obesity status after several years of implementation. We have two hypotheses. The first is there are disparities in the enrollment of medical home. And the children who have a medical home are less likely to be overweight or obese. Our data came from the National Survey of Children's Health. It was conducted by CDC and National Center for Health Statistics. It was conducted once every 4 years. It's a cross-sectional telephone survey of U.S. households with at least one resident child aged 0 to 17 years old at the time of the interview. And the sample size they captured were around 90,000. We used the conceptual framework we used was the Anderson model of healthcare utilization. The model it is a conceptual model aimed at demonstrating the factors that lead to the use of health services. And we selected our variables based on this model. So for the predisposing factors, we chose age, sex, and race. And for the enabling factors, we chose health insurance and their poverty level of the family. For the need factors is the self-evaluated health status of the children. And of course, our service is the utilization of medical home. And in here, we actually see the utilization and the enrollment as the same thing based on the definition of the survey. Our measurements for our first outcome variable, the enrollment of medical home, According to the survey, to qualify as having a medical home, the children must meet the first three criteria, meaning that the children have personal doctor or nurse, have usual source for sick and well care, and have family-centered care. For our second and third, all comparable actually, is the BMI status of the children. The children we included were from 10 to 17 years old, since the survey did not record the BMI data from children who were under 10 years old, and they were actually using different standard or BMI for children. So by the definition of the survey, children who were with a BMI over 85th percentile were categorized as overweight, and those who were over whose BMI were over 95th percentile were categorized as obese. And for the covariates, we have four age groups, four racial and ethnicity groups, two sex groups, five groups of poverty levels, and there are three insurance types, and the self-evaluated health status has five groups. We used these three models. So for the first model, it is a logistic regression. We would like to test if there are disparities in the enrollment of medical home among overweight and obese children. And of course, our outcome variable is whether the children has a medical home. And the second model is a logistic regression. We would like to test the effect of medical home on the obesity status among children. So by obesity status here, we mean in this model, we were only testing for those children who has a BMI over the 95th percentile. And the difference between the second and the third model is that for third model, the outcome variable is the children's overweight or obese status. So we actually expanded the outcome variable to include those who were with BMI of over 85th percentile. And the data from 2007 and 2011 to 12 were analyzed separately for all these three models. As we can see that in both years, for both overweight and obese children, that about 50% of the enrollment rate for both overweight and obese children. And you probably can imagine that the majority of the children were non-Hispanic white. For the results, for the model one, that we can see that having a medical home did not significantly affect children's BMI status, sadly. And compared to Hispanics, non-Hispanic white children are more likely to have a medical home. So is others. Yeah. And the richer the family, the children are more likely to have a medical home. For a second model, in both years, we cannot find significant effect of medical home on children's obesity status. And compared to Hispanics, non-Hispanic white and other races are less likely to be obese, even while controlling for the enrollment of medical home. And also, the richer the family, less likely for the children to be obese. And this is as well controlling for the enrollment of medical home. And for our third model, once again, we found no significant effect of medical home on children's obesity status either. And compared to Hispanics, non-Hispanic, white, and other races are less likely to be overweight or obese. I'm sorry. And once again, the richer the family, the less likely for children to be obese. So after several years of implementation, we cannot find significant effects of medical home on children's BMI status. The medical home didn't really fulfill its mission in helping children to have healthier weight. So we were trying to guess the reasons. So according to American Academy of Pediatrics, the medical home will need to be flexible enough. So the medical home should be able to coordinate with pediatric surgical and subspecialty service, and also the coordination with many non-medical community-based supports. We cannot really find these supports in the data, and also some of additional healthcare providers should be included, just like the American Physical Therapist Association. They proposed a project that they propose an innovative healthcare model aimed at childhood obesity prevention, in which the physical therapist will be an integral partner of the medical home team. So the imagination of a medical home can actually be expanded. And we were thinking that the overarching issue for this results might be the coordination between healthcare providers and the readiness of primary care practices, since we found this study that indicates for those healthcare providers who participated in medical home, they reported different motivations and capabilities for pursuing medical home actually. And disparities is a real issue that we found that the poorer the family, the more likely for children to be obese, but they are less likely to have a medical home. And comparing to Hispanics, non-Hispanic white children and the children for other races are less likely to be obese, but more likely to have a medical home. These are our study limitations. Since we were confined by the data set, there was no pretest available. And since it's a cross-sectional data, temporal relationships are unclear. We cannot really examine the causality. And I think one of the major problem of medical home is that the definition of the medical home is confined by the original survey, so by those three factors. And there is no consensus on the definition of medical home by now. Also, the National Survey of Children's Health is a self-reported data. There might be some recall bias. Our conclusion, there are racial and socioeconomic disparities in the enrollment of medical home, and the study did not see the effect of medical home on childhood obesity, sadly. And the medical system may not be fully ready, or that may need some new methods, some new additional healthcare providers. And we still believe medical home can be a great advancement in healthcare, but we believe elimination of the disparities in enrollment is crucial. And in order to fulfill the mission of medical home, the coordination, integration, and the readiness across healthcare providers should be improved. And of course, the imagination and the coordination of medical home can be expanded. Some additional healthcare providers should be included in a medical home. Oops, there's a typo. For the future studies, we believe that the definition of medical home should be clarified, and we might be doing some propensity score matching for solving the problem of control group and treatment group. And that's it, actually. These are my contacts.